A lot of folks are out trying to target steelhead right now, and there's been some pretty good fishing. I mean, we've had continued good reports from the Bogoschiel. The cowlitz this last week has been really, really good. Some fish showing up in the hump, the Wainucci. But guys are hitting them with low water tactics, you know, fishing jigs, maybe tipping the jig with a little piece of prawn, and of course, back trolling plugs, too. I got a report from one of the guys out on the coast, out on the bogey, back trolling plugs, getting a lot of takedowns, but missing them. And what happens when these rivers drop down and you're not seeing a lot of new fish, you're fishing over pressured fish, they don't commit to the plugs. So if you use a plug that doesn't hunt much, okay, like a tadpole. I love tadpoles, but
they run straight.
They run straight.
They back straight.
Those fish can come right up behind them, and they can grab onto them, and they don't have to catch them, okay? And they come up, they grab them, and your rod goes down. It looks like, oh, I got that fish. But all they do is they open their mouth, and they're gone.
And if it's really cold and you're moving down slow, the plug, your rod tip will be moving at a steady beat, and it'll just stop.
Yeah. They come up, and they pick it up. And they spit it out. Okay, the water's cold. They're really lethargic. You got to use a plug. And this doesn't always work, but it's a little trick that I learned, over a couple thousand years, days of pulling plugs. You know, you go to a plug that hunts a lot in that situation, like a hot shot.
Okay, now let's define hunting, because you're talking about a plug that has a side-to-side component.
A lot more erratic action. Right. Okay, something that they have to catch.
Yeah.
Okay, and you might not get as many takedowns, you know, with a hot shot or maybe a Brad's Wiggler, but those takedowns are going to be more solid. You know, if you're getting 7-8 takedowns on those tadpoles or those plugs that are just really true runners, and you switch over, you might drop down to 3 or 4, but you're going to get them. They have to come up and they've got to catch that plug to jump on it.
And in catching that plug, they can't stop instantly, right? I mean, they gotta follow through on
the
movement. And that's when the line comes tight, and that's when they get hooked.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just a little tip there. You know, when I heard about some of these things going on in the Bogoschiel, I thought I'd throw that out there. It might help a few of the guys that are out there right now trying to catch steelhead in this low, clear water, back trolling plugs. Now, the other side of this, a lot of these fish right now in this really, really cold water, they're sitting in that deep holes. Not so much the silver water. You still have to have some flow and some bottom structure. But those deep holes, you know, out on the Bogoschiel, the ice box, some of that deeper, slower water, that's where they're going to be congregated right now until the water warms up a little bit. Well, maybe next week, you know, we get this little bit warmer water, a little bit warmer weather, excuse me, and a little bit of rain. Those fish will maybe start moving up into the riffles again.
Yeah, and now later in the show, we'll come back to this and talk about how we would target, if you know they're holed up, if you know they're in steelies or in the deep holes, how we're going to target those, because there's a couple different techniques we touch on there.